Right. Hello, everyone. This is Maddie. You guys are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm actually alone in the studio right now. Can you believe? Sabrina, my wonderful co-host, shout out to Sabrina. She is actually at a early screening of the new Batman movie. Which I'm super excited to see, but unfortunately, I couldn't go to the pre-screening. But I'm eagerly awaiting to hear how it goes, and she will probably, most likely, definitely join me in the studio a little bit later. I hope everyone's having a great night. That was Rip It Up by Orange Juice. What an excellent song. So funky and fun. Our theme this week is colors, by the way, so obviously orange juice. Orange is a color. You know, we want to bring a little bit of color to this dreary winter landscape. I'm really sick of winter in Boston. Anyway, that's a great song. I discovered that in, like, sophomore year, I think, when I was in, like, a deep 80s music phase. And I still really like that song. So that was Orange Juice. Yeah, I've never been in the studio alone before, so I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm having a good time shouting into the void. So here's some Mazzy Star for you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alrighty. Well, that was Temptation by the one and only New Order, because as you guys know, whoever is listening out there, we always, or most ways, include a little New Order song on our show. That was Temptation. I like that one. That was a good one. Sabrina would have more to say about it, but she's not here. But she's coming. Anyway, so the colors in that one were when they said, like, you know, green eyes, blue eyes, etc. And then right before that, we had Blue Flower by Mazzy Star. Speaking of blue, I have to say there were so many Joni Mitchell songs that I could have played on this radio hour. Blue, Little Green, what else? Big Yellow Taxi, a classic, but they're all off Spotify. So unfortunately, you will not be hearing any Joni Mitchell tonight, even though I wish that you could. Sabrina is sending me a message telepathically that she wants me to tell the air that the new Batman is like the emo Who. I think she means from Horton Hears a Who. I don't know if we have any Horton heads out here listening, but you know that one kid, like the boy who wears like a striped shirt? She says the new Batman is similar to him. So do with that what you will. Go see the new Batman and watch Horton Hears a Who. Now let's hear the next song.
Thank you. Superman. Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your spicy wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
Guys, it's so weird being in the studio alone. I don't know what to say ever. Okay, well, that was obviously White Wedding by the one and only Billy Idol. Shout out to my dad. I don't think he's listening right now, or he might be. But if he does hear this, hi. He's a secret Billy Idol White Wedding enjoyer, so. Right before that, we heard Black Sheep by Metric, and I did play the version by Metric. Many of you listeners, because I know there are so many, may know that song from the movie Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. It's a fun little movie. And in the film, I would say it's a film, in the film, it is, that song is covered by Brie Larson, and it's like a really iconic performance. And I like that version, but they didn't put it on Spotify until this past summer, I believe. And so, maybe it was last year. Anyway, I only had listened to the cover version, and so I started to like the original version. And I liked that one better because I know it. And so the Brie Larson one just doesn't hit the same way for me, even though it's really good in the movie. And you didn't need to hear that really long story about Black Sheep by Metric, but it's a great song. Obviously, the color for that song would be black, and the color for White Wedding would be white. So that was a good little black and white moment. I guess I'll read the PSA now. All right. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. They're watching you. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. You heard them. Cover your computer camera. Okay, next song now.
Charm to keep you out of harm's way. kept you safe. Now you're too young for the golden age, 'cause the record bin's been replaced. 27 gone without a trace, and you walked away from your drink. Baby, don't you go.
It's me again. Okay. So first, we heard Love is a Losing Game, which is by Amy Winehouse. I'm a huge Amy Winehouse fan. I don't know if you guys have seen the documentary about her, but it's amazing. And that is Love is a Losing Game, as I think I already said, which is probably my favorite song by her. That's off the album Back to Black, so that's the little color reference. But then we heard Amy by Green Day, which is about Amy Winehouse, obviously, which is a cute song. I've never heard that one. That was Sabrina's pick. I liked it. And that's by Green Day. So that was a connection. So we wanted to put those back to back as a fun little pair of songs. Today is also, I don't know if any listeners out there have ever seen that clip of Amy Winehouse and her friend where he's like, what's your birthday? And she's like, September 4th or something. And he's like, oh, Virgo. And she's like, yeah, what's yours? And then he goes, March 3rd. And then she says, gay boy. And it's like a really iconic video slash set of images. And today is March 3rd. So people have been putting that on Instagram. So keep an eye out for that today on March 3rd. Okay. I think I have a lot of time to fill. But Sabrina's coming, so you guys will stop hearing my voice soon. Okay, next song.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. Possibly say, I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
OMG.
Hello.
She's here.
I am.
Now you have to keep talking because I talk too much.
Okay, well, all I have to say, I think Maddie filled you guys in that I was at the Tusk Batman showing. Go Team Edward.
Can I get out of 5-star rating?
Out of 5-star?
Yeah, you can do half stars.
The thing is, I wish that I'd seen The Dark Knight before, because I've never seen a Batman film. Isn't that
I'm
weird?
I'm a Batman fan. I'm a Bat fan. No, I'm not a Bat fan.
Zoe
I'm a
Kravitz,
Batman fan.
Stunning. Stunning.
She's like the most
stunning.
Beautiful woman
She's
on earth.
She's literally, like, I'm, fun fact, she did do her senior year at my high school, Miami. My AP Lit teacher taught her, and he's like, he famously said, she wasn't that good of a writer. Zoe Kravitz. Who cares?
She's beautiful.
She's literally stunning, and a great actress. And I feel like she would be, like, friendly. You know? I don't know.
I feel like that, too. Do they have good chemistry?
The thing is, it's like, you know how Batman's like, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, how do you have chemistry with that?
I don't, well, it's Catwoman.
No, like, she's definitely, like, they give her, like, that, like, sensual, sexy vibe, but he's also like, I'm Batman.
I think,
like,
the Christian Bale, he definitely was hot.
I think this Batman is more tortured and more, like, he's like a loner.
Like, incel vibes?
Like, not incel, but, like... he like I
hot.
Told you, he looks like the emo who.
Yeah, okay. Okay, anyway, that Sorry. Was a good review. Thank you. I can't wait to see it.
Go see it for Zoe Kravitz.
Yes. And our pets.
And our pets, yeah.
I'm Rob-cessed. I'm just kidding. That was Leonard Cohen, Famous Blue Raincoat. Sorry if that was a little depressing. However, I love Leonard Cohen.
The next song's good.
Next song is good. We'll cover that when we get there.
Okay. Did we do a PSA already?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's very weird to talk alone on the air.
That's okay. It's like truly speaking into the void.
I literally said that earlier.
Like, truly.
You should go back and listen to it. It was fun.
Okay, I will.
Okay, next song.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light, was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree, put my heart in its recipe, makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Lilac wine is sweet and heady. Where's my love? Lilac wine, I feel unsteady. Where's my love? Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy? feel unready for my love. Feel unready for my
stars. Look how they shine for you, and all the things that you do.
Hi. That really, what? Sorry. Yeah, color songs. How could we not play that? Even though, what is it? Is it Coldplay's, like, most famous song?
Yeah, I would say. Well, they have the bad ones that have come out more recently, but, yeah, like, before those, it was definitely their most famous song. Shout out to my mom, Coldplay lover. That was, like, I used to sing that in the backseat of the car as a little kid. I love that song.
It's just a really... I don't understand the color. Like, well, like, I guess because it's the color of the stars? Is that why?
Look at the stars?
I don't know. Why it's yellow? A nice color. I guess.
Before that was Lilac Wine by Jeff Buckley, which is...
I do like that.
Actually, a cover of a song by this artist. She's a little bit underground. We have played her on the show before. We're trying to get her name out there.
Is this Nina Simone?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Oh, you know.
Wow, you're really in tune.
Yeah, there were some other people who were a little edgy that I was speaking to her about. And
yeah, she's awesome. Anyway, that's a great song. Jeff Buckley's, like, insane. Okay, last song of the night. I don't know if we'll get all the way through, but...
We're going back to our roots as a show, finishing with a little kind of...
instrumental. Yeah, great song. This is Blue and Green. You guys are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. This has been Live from the Pillow Fort. Any parting words?
Thank you for having me, even if it was for only, like, 10 minutes at the end.
Yay! Okay, enjoy this.
Dee dee dee.